Asia's major markets were volatile this week. Analysts say worries over the Iraq situation made investors cautious earlier in the week, but stronger than expected economic data prompted a midweek rally in Asian stocks. According to analysts, investors in Asian equities were taking profits on gains made over the past few months, but were also on edge over the apparent deterioration of stability in Iraq this week. Sean Darby, an investment strategist with Nomura Securities, says markets went through a correction as investors reevaluated their risks.
The economic data has actually surprised possibly more on the upside. So it's in contrast to the market's performance that those data points have been very good, but the markets have perhaps overreached themselves, and the news from Iraq, I think, starting to unsettle some international investors.
Mr. Darby says investors are worried about damage to Asian exporters from a weaker U.S. dollar. For example, prices of U.S. consumer goods manufactured in Japan and South Korea could become more expensive as the Japanese yen and South Korean won appreciate against the dollar. Japan felt the pinch, with the Nikkei 225 finishing Friday at 10,167, more than 4% lower than a week ago. But despite worries, South Korea's Kospi Index reached a 17-month high this week. By Friday morning, however, the rally had subsided and the Kospi closed at 809, gaining just more than a half point on the week. Early week selling in Hong Kong stock market was also short-lived when the Hang Seng Index surged by more than 2% on Thursday. The Hang Seng ended at 12,203 Friday, 12 points lower than a week ago. Despite the correction this week, Mr. Darby predicts investors will continue to move assets back into Hong Kong shares.
Hong Kong's had an unusual performance because the interest rates here have actually been going down. So, and the reason for that is that there's been very strong inflows of portfolios into Hong Kong.
Taipei's TAIEX index recovered from selling earlier in the week and closed Friday 12 points down from last week's end at 6,044. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.